This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A man is arrested and accused of starting an expensive wildfire near Loveland. Officials say Jason Hobby worked at a guest ranch that was evacuated during the fire. Altogether, the Alexander Mountain Fire burned more than 15 square miles and destroyed dozens of homes. Police say their suspect is also being investigated for allegedly starting fires in Wyoming. Police say they still have not identified a man they think likely died in the Stone Canyon wildfire near Lyons. And they're still looking for a 74-year-old man who was reported missing and may have lived in one of the homes destroyed in the fire. They say they are unsure if the two men are the same person. The Stone Canyon fire in July and August destroyed five homes. Out-of-state smoke is moving across Colorado today. The smoke is coming from fires in California. The National Weather Service says it expects the haze to linger through Friday. Supporters of Denver Health urged the city's voters Tuesday to say yes to a sales tax to help fund the hospital. CPR's John Daly reports.
On the ballot, a 0.34% sales tax increase. That's an extra 3.4 cents on a $10 purchase. Denver Health does a lot. It cares for anyone who comes in. But the number of uninsured patients it sees keeps rising, Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements don't cover expenses, and the cost of health care in general is going up. Former Mayor Wellington Webb spoke at an event.
Are you willing to stand up for Denver Health? Are you willing to fight for it and protect it?
So far, there's no organized opposition. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.